And sorry, you're right. We cannot read the book more. What I meant is more, shall we pass time a little bit, or is there more to
Yes.
do?
Yeah.
You get some more food. You get some food. You get some drinky.
Should I roll to read these notebooks while we wait for time?
Please not throw the food
Let
at
me
me
think.
again.
What else could you
I
learn
point at
just
the
from the
bathroom for
notebooks?
Stella.
You need to go?
I point at the food all over you.
Oh, I thought I'd already cleaned that off.
Well, either way.
Sloppy.
Sloppy.
No, I mean, I
Sloppy.
already cleaned that
Don't
off.
ever fucking say that again, first of all.
Ram, make a int roll, but this one is hard.
That's an extreme success.
Wow. Interesting. All right, so you pop open some random notebooks with the time you've got here. Let's see.
I rolled a 4.
Nice. You are in the lead for
Mon.
the comprehension of the crazy.
Someone should go check to see if the cars are still here, by the way.
Oh, God.
Oh, the
I
tires have all
mean,
been slashed.
yes, but there's still probably a bunch of stuff in the cars that would be useful.
Pretty sure my shotgun's in my trunk.
What happens if I just try to leave?
I've got a flashlight and
One
binoculars and
second, one
shit in my
second.
trunk.
Okay, sorry.
So, Ram, you flip through the handful of notebooks that you've got now. There are some musings in here that you find interesting. Someone is musing about whether or not to attempt one of the spells in the book. They seem to be implying that it is not a great idea, but they're wondering if it's a better idea than anything else. They're not very specific about this. You're not sure what spell they're talking about, but if you were to learn that spell, you're pretty sure you'd be able to tell from context clues. They're saying some things like there's no actual way to know if it would even get the results that they think they want because they don't know something about the stars or astronomy. It says that if they do get what they think they want, then they're not sure if they would really be able to survive it or keep their sanity or something, but you're not quite sure what they're saying. But that is your hint. If you couldn't tell, I was freeforming that one. Don't ask me for notes on it. If you didn't write it down, eat my dick. Kyle, what happens if you try to leave? You're going upstairs?
Sure.
You hear some quiet rustling as the creature sort of snakes its way in a circle around the basement of the roof of the basement, and climbs up the stairwell behind you. And you're in the main room now. You want to just walk out?
Yeah.
All right. You just walk out into the yard. You're next to the driveway. You see the cars. You see some blood on the ground from the various injuries that have been inflicted upon people out here. You want to just start walking?
I guess so.
Or,
I have
all
a
right.
map and compass in my car.
Do you listen to the voice very far away from the basement screaming?
Sure, I'll go get.
I mean, ostensibly, I would have told him that before he left, because, you know, he can actually go places and I can't. I'm in a cage.
Gotcha. All right,
Despite
you
all
take
your
a map
rage.
and compass. You could probably remember the road that you took back, although there are a couple other branches, so maybe, you know, who knows. It is a bit dark out. Do you have a light source?
There's a flashlight in the car too.
I
All
think I
right, you
do have
take a
a
flashlight.
lantern. Oh, I guess I could take the flashlight too.
Well, you have
Yeah.
something. You start walking. Can you make a listen roll for me?
Sure.
That's never a good sign
Oh
in these
no.
games.
I don't.
Gosh, remember those guys are in the cage, by the way.
Where is listen? No, that's not a success.
Old croquet guy is in there, right?
Yeah, and
Yes.
the other
Oh,
one.
I was going to mention
Yes,
them.
yeah.
The thing that I was going to mention about them, they are slash were the backup characters. In other words, if someone died in 2 seconds, I would give you one of them to play.
Okay, so they don't really have super defined roles, I'm guessing.
Well, they may, they might. But for the most part, when I have 7 players, playing 2 NPCs on the player's side in the same predicament as them is fucking boring, and nobody wants to deal with me just adding their reactions at the end of everything.
So should we just treat them as, you know, nameless, faceless party
I
members,
presume that
effectively?
they're just cowering in the
They're
corner, but it's important to
catatonic in the
note.
corner for now,
So
yeah.
thank you for reminding me of that, because that was the other thing that I forgot to mention at the beginning of the game, is I just wanted to make that expressly clear. I wasn't gonna, I didn't want to say that's what they were at the start, because that you know, it's not quite as interesting. But
they could have been bad guys.
I totally forgot that they were in there, but also I wasn't part of the party that met the croquet guys. So
they're just doing whatever you guys are doing, essentially. They may come
did
of
they
note
read?
Yeah, did they read the book?
They attempted and failed, just like all the other males.
Men.
I didn't fail. I was unconscious.
That's a failure. All right. So, Kyle, what's your listen?
Fuck you.
I failed. Roll.
You failed? All right. You continue walking for some time. Let's see here.
I die, right?
You walk down the road for a while. Eventually, you walk right into the creature. Just like smack into it. Bam. You are not sure how it got in front of you, but it's in front of you. It's sort of raised up. The front couple feet of it, or by couple, I mean the front like 8 feet of it or so, are raised in the air, and the head is sort of aimed down at you, and the front legs are just sort of gently extending to sort of gently touch your head and shoulder.
Arms outstretched.
Okay.
You're really not sure how you got into this position. Probably has to do with that failed listen roll.
Shucka when the walls fell.
What is your reaction to this?
Give it a hug.
Shut up, Charlie.
Give it a hug.
Fucking hell. Don't you mock my failures. I don't know. I figured I was like, can I help you?
It sort of rotates you in place.
Oh no.
You're rotated, idiot!
And points right you back in the other weapon. Direction on the road. And you hear a small, a soft little growl behind you.
Can this one speak?
Are you saying that out loud?
Can you speak?
Do you want to turn back around to look at it, or are you just saying that as you get
Please
turned
turn
around?
Please turn back around.
I'll take a step forward and then I'll turn around and ask, can you speak?
By forward, you mean?
In the towards where it pointed me.
Yeah, okay. And turn around and say, can you speak? One second.
Oh boy, Kyle's getting the juiciest fucking lore here.
I don't think this is lore.
Or he's about to die,
a...
one of the two.
I think this is
going to get something's going to be juicy, no matter what.
Get fucking lore.
Yeah, he's either about to get juicy lore or become juicy.
Juicy vore?
Juicy lore, like juicy section. Vore.
Oh, no.
I agree with Lights. Cut this entire section.
No, keep that in. Keep that in 100%.
All right.
That's a good joke.
It takes a very aggressive step towards you.
Oh, he's stepping.
I step back.
It is waiting, and it leans its head down far enough that its mouth is like pointed at the ground so that its eye can look at you, because its eye is sort of on the top of its head, as previously mentioned.
Mm-hmm. Is it just doing that? Is that it?
Do you wait for a little bit?
This is gonna kill me. I do believe
you've waited for a little bit. You feel like you could spend a magic point all of a sudden. You're not sure why you could.
Oh my god, I love magic. Let's cast a magic point.
All right. Deduct one magic point. What is your intelligence exactly?
65.
Those don't come back, by the way.
The magic points, they do.
They do eventually.
Eventually.
You're thinking of power. If you have to spend power, it doesn't come back.
Did I ever spend power?
Oh,
anyways, you feel like there's a very limited amount of sounds that can... You know what? Make a...
Do not make that sound.
Give me an idea roll. Give me an idea roll.
Idea?
I think that might just be intelligence again.
Yeah, yeah, I don't think idea is the only one.
It says int idea, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kyle's brain has been removed. It's gone.
You're not sure why, but you hear the words, you have potential, don't waste it. It just kind of comes to you in, like, your own voice in your head, but it's definitely not your idea.
I know what evil spirits sound like. They sound like me. I guess I start walking back.
You start walking back?
I'm being threatened by me.
Clearly.
I suppose I shall walk back.
All right. You start walking back. All right, so you've spent quite a bit of time. Charlie spent quite a bit of time Bee's spent a decent amount of time exploring around. She's sort of spent time throwing casserole at people, or getting casserole thrown at her, incidentally. I think we could probably move on to the next period.
That's why she's okay. got CTSD.
Free our men here.
On a quick
casserole
quick question, Goss.
Yeah, I figured out what that acronym was really fast, actually. Thank you.
Quick question, Goss.
Yeah, what's
up? What are the negative effects that I'm suffering as a result of having a major wound? Like, how handicapped am I? How debilitatingly broken is my tiny body?
Let me see here. One second.
Considering I was, I believe, stabbed and shot. Which, granted, isn't anything worse than what happened at the song.
So,
but...
since you have a major wound, you need to make a roll.
Oh my god, are you making me make more rolls to save my life?
Well, no, not to save your life.
Charles is just assuming that his incredible fucking luck stat is the only reason he's alive.
Quite possibly.
85 luck, baby.
You're just born lucky.
Some people are born smart, some people are born lucky. Very unfortunate for the smart people.
Some people are born neither.
Very unfortunate for them.
We struggle on.
Okay, so
I say looking over at the person who threw a casserole.
If you don't have a major wound, then you heal a hit point per day. If you do have a major wound, then you make a roll to heal a hit point each week.
Oh my god. Okay, so I'm just permanently at 3 HP then.
Pretty much, yeah.
I don't think this is going to be a week-long campaign.
Yeah, no, I'm not going to have a week to recover from this, so...
So anyways, as time passes, so too do other things. I'm going to say everybody who's missing a hit point, if you don't have a major wound, will get a hit point back, because I think we're sort of passing the midnight mark here and going on to the next, quote, day, unquote. Likewise, magic point rules are a little finicky, because I like the old ones, but the new ones are much easier. So I'm just going to say everyone gets a magic point if you're missing any magic points. So if you're missing stuff, gain a hit point and a magic point, unless you have a major wound. Now, those of you who are not currently in the basement, I think that William is going to come down and gather all of you and bring you to the basement. Is that fine for a little discussion?
Sure.
Yeah.
All right.
This is just a weird Binding of Isaac campaign.
The beast comes and joins you just to hang out. It's just sort of poking its head down the stairs this time. It's not fully in the room. William says, all right, good news, bad news. Good news, we can bring Annabelle back. Nobody has to have died. Nobody Yay. Goes to prison. Wonderful.
Wait, hold on.
Prison to begin with.
Prison.
I'm just kidding. I know that I can't report you to the police. Take a joke, will you? God. Anyways, bad news.
Hold on. I just want to fucking gape at him as the man who got stabbed by Annabelle.
You're the man who shot her, who double tapped her.
Yes, after she stabbed me in the chest.
All right. So, he says, we kind of have two options. There's a lot of reasons behind this, but I'm not going to explain them all because I don't think you care. Annabelle's body is not doing great. There's a way to get her back, but you're not going to like it. I'm going to need a volunteer. You won't die, probably, but it will be very painful.
Will I have the chance to kill her again?
Let's not do that. The book really needs all the pact holders to have a body. If we don't, that's unfortunate. Getting rid of a body again would just cause more problems and have more people dead. There's one other thing that I can do if I don't get a volunteer, but you'll like that even less, because I'm probably going to need a couple volunteers, and none of them will live. This is what we call the manual option. It's very ugly, not elegant at all. See, Robert was the one doing most of the work for Annabelle, but you've killed him. And it would be nice if we could wait for him to come back and do this, but we have a limited time frame, which was a day, which means tomorrow by about 3 p.m. is when Annabelle will be too far gone to do anything. So before that point, let's say by around noon, I'm going to need a volunteer to share bodies with Annabelle's spirit.
Actually, wait, hold
on. Before you say something stupid, let me answer your questions. Will this remove your consciousness or otherwise kill you? No. Will you both be controlling the body at the same time? Yes. Will that be difficult? Yes. Can you learn how to deal with it? Yes. We've done it before.
With who? What?
They're dead. Don't worry.
Well, that's not really selling it on us now.
You know, I have an important question.
A related death.
I have an important question,
what?
And that is...
What?
If you need us, specifically because you need people to read the book and follow through with whatever this dumb pact is, then why do you need to bring Annabelle back? Why not just let her fucking die?
Because she already has one, and more is better for the book. Speaking of pact, you raise a good point. If you agree to this, then I won't be able to have you make the new pact, because you'll... already have someone who's made one, and having two people who've made one in one body would probably just kill the body in a couple of weeks, and then we'd be back where we started with one less body.
So what happens to a body if there's only one person in it who's made the pact? Do you die in, like, months? Is this a linear
scaling?
Then you
become very powerful and attractive like me.
You are
how
not
attractive
very
is
attractive,
he?
Sir.
Is he attractive?
I'm sorry.
He's pretty attractive. He's a very well-dressed, well-groomed man.
Okay, now, Robert, was he attractive?
No, he was not.
No. Are you raising these points out loud, Lights, or...
Yeah, I'm ringing them out loud.
Robert is a barbarian who does not care about his personal appearance.
Oh, man.
I want to straight up tell William that he's not attractive.
I am attractive.
Make
Don't
a roll.
Don't taunt the fucking captor.
He looks down at you, the man who has how much appearance points? How many appearance points do you have?
20, which means it should carry 20? Really hard coming from me.
He looks down at you and he says, I really don't find you attractive either.
Yeah, well, the fact that I'm telling you this should tell you something, asshole.
Okay.
I'm sensing a lot of hostility here.
Anyway,
they're going to possess us. How many times are you going to say that you've been shot?
I'm being kidnapped in a basement. I'm feeling very hostile.
Most of this doesn't apply to you because, and again, we're going to take what we can get here because this is kind of time urgent, but I can't ask Annabelle her preferences because she has two holes, one in her head, one in her torso, caused by you, sir. But I can assume that A, she wouldn't want to be in the one who killed her, and B, she probably would prefer to be in another lady. I know that I wouldn't want to switch. It would be a little strange. So ideally, one of you ladies can take up this offer. And again,
this is a terrible idea.
Being permanent?
No, it doesn't have to be permanent.
I must respectfully decline. I have too much to do. I'm unwilling to share my time and to achieve someone else's goals.
Oh my god, we could be such an asshole. We could do, like, the everybody say no if you don't want to do it, and Beast can't answer back because she's mute.
Yeah, I was told that might happen.
He says, well, it's wonderful that you don't want to do this.
Why don't we just draw straws? Why don't we just draw straws? That's the fairest way to handle this.
That's a good idea. I think
I have an idea.
Posey nods emphatically.
I have an idea. Everyone read the second chapter book. Whoever fails has to go.
That's not a terrible idea, William says, and he's kind of smirking as he says it. I should mention that I can't stick her into someone who's not willing. So if we draw straws and someone just says no, that would be unfortunate. But
don't you have
here's an idea.
Magic?
If we draw straws and the person says no, then they get to be one of the people I use for the manual option, as previously discussed. That seems pretty reasonable, doesn't it?
Nothing
about
this.
How about we
reasonable?
Just...
I shrug.
Give us a gun and let's see how reasonable we think this is, honestly.
I have to agree that nothing here is particularly reasonable.
Well, I'm trying to bring things back towards reasonability.
Anyway, consider not kidnapping.
I want to give the book a read before we make a decision on this.
Sure, knock yourself out. He extends his arm through the bars to give you the book.
I roll with advantage, right? That's just
to do what?
To read the book, right?
Oh, read it. If we're going to take a bunch of time to read part two, yeah.
Do you have the...
I have two,
we have
I
until
have two
noon
language
tomorrow
skills.
To make
yes.
a decision, so
yes,
we can
okay.
take the
then,
time to read.
Then you would roll a bonus die, yes.
Okay, well, let me roll...
Okay, well, so, well, I mean, sure, you can do your roll now, but we have to finish conversing before we
well,
can...
I mean, we're kind of starting to go in circles, but...
Yeah, I know, I just want to wrap this up with... he gives you the book, he says, so I'm going to have to... do something by noon tomorrow.
If it's temporary, then I think everybody should draw a straw, not just the girls.
Okay.
Hold on here. No.
Well,
I guess
because
straws are the most fair.
Great. I have a lot of research to do. You can have a wonderful discussion here. Make sure to keep reading the book, because as your friend pointed out, he points to Amanda... if somebody can't even get one chapter done, then, I mean, if I have to pick some people to go, and he just heads for the stairs.
All right, William Quake, you got to learn faster than the strangers here.
Do you mean Willie?
Where's that fucking book?
Willie,
he
shit.
He goes by Willie now.
He goes by, sorry, I didn't respect your proper nouns.
Yeah, so here's my stances. I don't like this book. It's clearly having some effects on you guys, so I'm not going to read it. But I'm also not going to be willing, so we're going to have to go to the manual option, unless you choose somebody else.
Well, the manual option is presumably he kills us. Also,
yeah.
I can't fight anymore, because that thing, I point at it, has devil words in my head.
I draw a Frankenstein on my sketch pad and write manual in big letters underneath it and stick it in Willie's face.
You've
actually,
this upon
that's Frankenstein's monster you draw. Frankenstein's name with the doctor, I say.
You only brought this upon yourself.
I look really, really angry at him.
And two people get cut up and sewn together, and that seems bad.
Look, what if we take the manual option and we use it as an excuse to get out of this fucking cage?
I think this is mind control.
It's not
then...
an excuse. You'll be dead.
Look, we just
has
need to
left?
Find a way.
I'm sorry?
We just need to turn.
Yeah, he's left.
We just need to find a way to turn him into a dead body before he turns us into a dead body.
Is the dragon?
Yeah, it sounds like
here.
They're. It
the
sounds
dragon
like
is still peeking into the basement.
The more bodies we got from them, the better off we are. As whatever's
can
going
I look
on
at the
gets
dragon?
Worse for them.
Let's
can
try
I
this...
wave at the dragon.
We are currently
let's
operating with a numerical advantage that we should try to keep.
I wave at the dragon.
Alright, it does not react much, although it does look at you.
That's
I
want to
try.
Like, I feel like if we could take out one more of them, we're in a really good spot. Like, they're already pretty desperate with one body.
We're now weaponless, though.
Beat him to death.
What's your
arm? On a bridge encyclopedia that's in the back of my car.
Obviously, this is out of character since I'm saying it, but I thought we just agreed to let them make us read the book, you guys.
Yes.
I have never agreed to that. And
yeah, I don't
want to
read that.
Anytime I have agreed to it, it's
after,
me being facetious.
After hearing about what happens when you read the book, I am rapidly cooling on reading the book.
All right. Well, for those of you who do want to read it, I think are we looking at chapter two now? Kyle seems to have determined that.
Yes.
Yes.
All right. Anyone who wants to can make their language roll. Kyle seems to have succeeded.
Yeah, I got 12, I think that means.
Yeah, I succeeded.
Failure.
Posey failed. She has to do the fusion dance.
I got major successes on both my languages.
Can I push my roll?
Yeah, you can push your roll. Would you like to push your roll?
Oh, no.
Charlie, you have
yeah,
three languages.
I would. Yeah, yes.
Let's
what's
see
that?
How much more
you
sanity
three languages?
You lose.
No, I'm rolling 3d10. The first two are the 10.
Oh, okay, I see.
No.
Posey is fucking insane.
All right. Let's see. Let's knock off another 1d4 sanity for you, Posey.
I extreme success on the language roll.
Oh my god.
All right, another three sanity down. Anytime that you try to talk, you're convinced that the book is yelling over you. You still can't talk.
So that doesn't affect me at all, right? Or does it mean try to communicate in any way?
Well, it's basically yelling at you constantly unless you aren't trying to communicate, yes. And
okay, so I'm going to write that.
There may be more negative... Yes, there may be more negative repercussions in the future. We'll see.
Can I know what it's saying?
It's just telling you to shut the fuck up, basically.
Damn.
All right, I'll read the book.
It kind of sounds like your angry dad. I don't know.
I give up.
You don't have to if you don't want to.
You don't have to read the book, Ram.
I gotta read the book. I'm gonna get Meat Man if I don't read the book.
Don't read the book. Do not read the book.
I have to use my extreme success other
whatever
thing.
If you
want
to read it out of in-character motivation to not die, that's fine. If you want to read it just to move the game forward, don't do that. Because
no,
there's ways either way.
I feel like I've discovered this thing in the other notebooks, which is like, this might be a path out. You know, this weird spell. Astronomy thing. So I'm like, I can't actually figure this out unless I actually read this book. I don't think I could explain it to someone.
Mm.
Right?
All
right.
You can explain the idea, but not which spell.
Mm.
Okay, so okay. I have to actually get in there.
You know, it's a shame. I think that Ram's idea was a very interesting one. He sort of came up with something that circumvents some aspects of the game in an interesting way, the idea of reading only the notes and not actually reading the book. Without spoiling too much, things would have gone a bit differently if he had decided to stick with this, and I kind of wish that I had encouraged him a little bit more to stay with it, but I feel like telling him that he should stick with it might have been overstepping a bit too much as the game master, since this is a scenario almost entirely about do I or don't I read this weird book. It was a tough call that I had to make in the moment. I'm not sure if I would make the same one if I could go back and redo it. Really, when someone comes up with something that's different and interesting and that I think should be rewarded, I want to make sure that they are rewarded for it, even if they have some doubts about themselves. But what's done is done. I believe I've said this already, but I don't feel like I did everything as well as I could have as we get further into this scenario. Fortunately, however, the players and I still had a phenomenally good time, and I hope that you will too. Chapter 2. If you successfully read it, make a sanity roll. Success is lose 1. Failure is lose 1d4. You gain 2 mythos points.
Success.
No,
okay,
succeed.
So I only lose 1 this time.
Question.
I lose 1.
How is this basement lit?
I don't know.
How is this basement so lit?
Is it electric lighting or is it oil light?
Do not try to burn the book.
I'm not going to try
to
burn the book. I'm going to try to burn...
Already seen what happens when
I'm
going to
try and burn William.
Okay, I've got an extreme success for my first...
I don't think there's anything flammable here. It's probably electric lighting.
Damn.
What is the next one, sanity?
I can't believe that this house in the middle of fucking nowhere has electric lighting in 1920.
It's probably got like an electric lamp.
It probably has a generator in the back, if we're going to be real.
Oh, that's something flammable.
Oh yeah, what is the maximum sanity loss for the book? That's relevant to me.
I guess I will go ahead and tell you.
And that last sanity loss counted as from the book, right? Even though I didn't get the read.
For pushing?
Yeah.
No, that's just general loss. Sorry, eat shit.
Fuck, okay.
I've read chapter 1 and chapter 2. When do I get to learn a spell?
You have to choose to learn a spell. I learned a spell because I read it ahead of everyone.
Oh.
All right,
Amanda, you're one of the few sane people in this goddamn basement. Find me some lamp
you
oil.
Can only gain a maximum of 10 mythos points and lose a maximum of 12 sanity if you keep smashing your face against the book.
Alright, okay. What were you saying, Fritter?
Find me some lamp
oil. What were you saying?
Kerosene, you guys probably haven't
anything.
Yet.
There's gotta be something here that's flammable. It's a liquid.
I've definitely lost 12 sanity
lamp
points.
Lamp oil.
Yeah, sorry. Okay.
So would I be reading? I have to housekeeping. So am I reading?
Mark down that you've read chapter 2 if you have read currently.
Okay. So I skipped chapter 1.
Yes. You can go back and read it later. The chapters that you've read determine which spells you're eligible to learn. Here is your text blurb for chapter 2, which is 2, awareness. All perception is as one is told. If you know the stars do not exist, then they do not. There are 2 spells in this chapter. One seems to be called Forget. It has a small magic and very small sanity cost. One seems to be called Obedience. It has a small magic cost and a small sanity cost. Anyone who has read this chapter is eligible to learn those next time you guys are looking at chapter 2. Now, that was fun. Would you guys like to sleep, or are you going to skip sleep?
Hold on. Do we still have, like, a casserole that's, like,
do
somewhat...
I need to sleep? I was unconscious for hours.
Are we locked in here still?
Only if you, wear pants.
It's not
true. I'm gonna bang...
Did Mr. Sandman wake up yet?
Mr. Sandman? What?
Robert.
I thought you said he was going to wake up after we did like one round of reading the book, which we were well past.
No, Freddy's been awake.
Oh, Freddy's been awake, yeah.
Do you remember we had a whole conversation with William?
I'm sorry, you guys all sound the same to me.
I want to bang on those bars for a bit.
Incredible.
What do you mean, you people?
You want to bang on the bars for a bit?
Yeah.
All right, eventually William comes down and says, hello.
I need silverware to eat this casserole.
Then just have one of the people who's outside get it for you. Why do I have to do it?
Why do I have to do it? Why don't you guys get me some silverware?
I thought I brought back silverware.
We all
get
said,
me
hey.
Your finest and sharpest forks and knives. I say
I'll give
text.
You the bluntest and most rust covered.
I'm gonna sharpen some spoons for you, don't worry.
We're gonna fucking drink William to death.
William, can I test something with you?
What do you want to test with me?
I want to try and stab you.
Wow.
Why?
That's very upfront.
At that point, I look directly up at the dragon above me.
He looks up at it.
Stab him now.
Yeah.
I want...
Do you want to stab him now?
Hold on, we could all just prison shank him to death.
You got a knife?
I don't have anything on me.
There was silverware.
Okay, breaking down.
He looks down at you again, and he says, what, do you think it's going to stop you from stabbing me? Or...
Yeah. Will it?
Probably not. It doesn't really give a shit.
Yeah, it doesn't seem to stop us from, you know, I look over at the body chunks that are still around the room.
The bits of William that are still on, or the bits of Robert that are still on the ceiling.
Since I read the book, now I see this horrible thing, right? So I have
what?
To roll.
Yeah, hey, you get to make a sanity roll.
What will and will it not stop you from doing? I ask that William and the dragon.
Can I learn the obedience spell? Because that sounds lit.
You can next time you read.
What's the sanity loss for failing that?
A 1d8.
Well,
hey, only lose one. Convenient.
Yeah, I'm at 58 out of 65 sanity.
And Fritter and Light still haven't read it, right?
Nope.
So.
Nope.
Okay. So William says, well, if it thinks you have any potential whatsoever, it's not going to let you leave, which is why you don't need to be locked up. If it lets you go, then it thinks that A, you are worthless, and B, you can't possibly convince anyone of any relevance to come here and do anything.
I turn
to stop
and
it.
Start walking out of the building.
All right, see you later.
I start to leave behind her.
What does its voice sound like?
What
does its voice sound like?
Does the beast follow me?
You've just started going up the stairs.
Okay.
It's Stella in the
considers trying to walk out, but she's terrified of rejection by the dragon, so she's not going to.
Very good role playing. I love it.
Stockholm syndrome, which doesn't even exist yet in 1920.
Is Petey having any reaction to that statement?
Nope. Okay. I'm going to finish reading the book.
Anyways, William says, what else? I mean, it'll probably stop you if you do something that actually could kill me. It didn't stop Robert because I think, as I wasn't there, but you did mention he said, go ahead, shoot me. I think maybe he needed to learn a lesson about self-preservation.
To be fair, Annabelle didn't say anything at all to me, and it let me blow her away.
Yes, well, there was a lot happening at the moment. Specifically, we had people upstairs. I believe it was downstairs looking at the other new recruits. At least it wasn't where I was at the time, but, you know, who knows. Maybe it wanted her to explode into little gory bits. It's none of my business.
Well, if that's the case,
anyways,
then I guess I did you a favor, so you should let me go.
You know I'm putting you on the list for the manual option.
Wow, that's kind of rude, to be honest.
You're kind of rude, you little gremlin. Now, as for anything else, I don't think it will stop you. It really is quite lackadaisy. Now,
so, hold on a second. It's exactly 2 for the manual option, no more?
2 to 3. Depends on if things go well or not.
What determines if it goes well or not?
If I'm having a good day or a bad day.
So if you're having a bad day, you're definitely going to need to
sure you have a bad day.
No!
William just kind of like makes a flicking gesture at you, Fritter. One second. I want to
check. Oh, no. I finally went over the line.
I think depending on the role, he's going to be having a much better day.
He makes the gesture, and like he opens his mouth, and a weird sound comes out. And he looks up at the dragon, and it just doesn't do anything. And he says, fuck you, I'm going back to bed.
I just laugh at him. I laugh at him deep and hearty, no matter how much it hurts my destroyed body.
All right, he's going to head back upstairs.
He never did answer
for no fucking reason.
He never did answer.
He answered all your questions. What did he not answer?
You were talking. I asked, what does its voice sound like? And then someone else asked the question.
Oh, he did ask that.
Hold on, group huddle. He was sleeping. Why don't we just go up there and shank him to death while he sleeps?
My shotgun's in my car. We can blow him away.
Kyle, just find me something flammable. I have a lighter. I'll just douse him when he comes into the cell and light him on fire, and we'll see what happens.
This place has a generator somewhere. We can just get the gasoline.
Kerosene, gasoline, lamp oil, do not give a shit. Something liquid and flammable.
Yeah.
Anyways,
die.
Kyle, to you, he says, it doesn't really talk. I mean, the book talks. The book's voice just kind of sounds like your own voice. At least it does to me. That's what Robert says. As for the beast, it makes noises sometimes. They're terrible. You don't want to listen to them.
Aww.
Ram, you know, now that you see it, if you want, you could ask to be let out. Do you want to?
Yes, hello. I raise my hand. I'd like to not be in the cell.
He looks at you and he looks at the beast and he says,
yes, I can see it.
What color is it?
I look at this horrible thing.
It's tannish.
It's tan.
It's tannish, and I wish I was dead.
All right. He unlocks it and lets you out.
Great. I go right to the library.
Okay. He locks it back up and says, start reading.
Describe the dragon itself to me in extreme detail.
He heads back upstairs.
Yeah, everybody, give me in pretty good detail. We're gonna punk him.
I've been walking for the whole
conversation. Oh yeah, Beast has been.
Oh, you've just been leaving.
Yeah.
Make a listen check for me.
Oh no.
All right.
Beast also has potential.
I'm sure this will go really well.
Does the monster leave, or does it stay with its head in the cellar?
That's a good question. I will answer that question for you in 1 second.
Hey, I made it.
Congratulations.
No, you heard it.
By the way, Kyle, do you still have that map, compass, and flashlight on you?
I guess I do.
Okay.
Bees, there is something with a lot of legs walking behind you in the bushes.
I turn around.
You see some bushes.
Rassle.
I go to say hello, but then remember that I can't speak.
Then you get shouted at.
You could go like, huh.
Yeah, I do that.
Oh. The bushes rustle around a little bit.
She's making the noise like she's taking poison damage.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Call of... What is it? Phantasms, Flee the Deadly Cthulhu.
Hello?
Hello?
Charlie?
Hello?
Hello? Charlie?
Piety.
Charlie.
Earth to piety, come in piety.
You all right?
Hello?
Hey.
Hello? Hello?
Charlie?
Okay,
hello.
All right, okay.
Is this a bit?
I think I just lost internet for a minute there.
Okay, well, in that case, you should probably close your Craig tab and open a new one.
Okay.
Anyways,
I die, right?